Hello, I'm Gary Combs, and I'm here with my one-year Bible devotion for June the 30th. Today's devotion is entitled, Pay Attention to Your Own Walk First. We'll be looking at the New Testament reading from the book of Acts, chapter 20, verse 28. Pay careful attention to yourselves and to all the flock, in which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to care for the church of God, which he obtained with his own blood. As Paul concluded his farewell address to the Ephesian elders, he first urged them to pay careful attention to themselves before watching over the flock. He knew that spiritual leaders could not faithfully shepherd others while neglecting their own walk with God. The command to pay careful attention carried the idea of remaining continually alert, like a shepherd constantly scanning the horizon for danger. Only leaders who guarded their own hearts would be prepared to protect God's people from the false teachers Paul warned would soon arise. Paul reminded these elders that the church was not theirs to possess or control. It was the church of God, purchased at the highest price through the blood of Christ. They served only as stewards of something infinitely precious. Paul also reminded them that the Holy Spirit had appointed them as overseers. Their calling was not merely recognized by people, but entrusted to them by God Himself. Therefore, their ministry was to shepherd God's flock through faithful teaching, loving care, and vigilant protection. Paul's charge remains the enduring pattern for every pastor and spiritual leader. Before we can effectively influence others, we must faithfully examine our own walk with the Lord. Whether we lead a family, a church, a small group, or simply seek to encourage another believer, our character always strengthens or weakens our witness. We are called to remember that every believer belongs to God and has been purchased by the precious blood of Christ. As stewards rather than owners, we must humbly serve those entrusted to our care with love, truth, and vigilance. We must remain alert to false teaching and spiritual dangers while continually feeding ourselves in God's Word so that we are prepared to nourish others. Healthy ministry always begins with a spiritually healthy heart. We will be better equipped to shepherd others when we first pay careful attention to our own walk. Let's pray. Dear Father, thank you for entrusting us with opportunities to influence and care for others. Help us first to examine our own hearts and remain faithful in our walk with you. Keep us alert to temptation, false teaching, and spiritual dangers. Remind us that your people belong to you and were purchased by the blood of Christ. Empower us through your Holy Spirit to serve with humility, wisdom, and faithful love. May our lives reflect the gospel as we care for those you have entrusted to us. In Jesus' name, amen.